now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, the spies are back again this week with Kramer swinging by the penthouse to talk movies and soundtracks. Our new segment, Dear Cherry, back on the radio talking about how to host visitors to your town. And we've got a pretty cool movie about the history of McDonald's that might just surprise you. That's all coming up tonight on The Cocktail Nation. Right now, B-Sharp, Big Band and Frenesy on The Cocktail Nation.
It was Fiesta down in Mexico, and so I went along to see the show. I knew that Frenesy meant please love me, and I could say Frenesy. A handsome caballero caught my eye. I stood and watched him as he wandered by, and never knowing that it came from me, I gently sighed Frenesy. He stopped and raised his eyes to mine. His lips just pleaded to be kissed. His eyes were soft as candle shine. So how was I to resist? And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known. Because his kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say Frenesy? Long, long ago, I wandered down into old Mexico. There at a dance, I met my first real romance. Moon was shining bright, and I could hear laughing voices in the night. Everyone was gay, it was the start of the holiday. Quiero que vivas solo para mí, y que tú vayas por donde yo voy, para que mi alma sea no más de ti. Bésame con frenesí. Ahí en el beso que te di, al pie de tu corazón, dime que sabes tú sentir lo mismo que siento yo. And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known. Because his kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say frenesy?
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to Ultraswank.net.
Were entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured someday soon. We kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of. Return, I will, to old Brazil.
Meu Brasil brasileiro, mulato zoneiro, vou cantar-te nos meus versos. Brasil, samba que dá bamboleio que faz xingar. O Brasil do meu amor, terra de nosso Senhor. Abre a cortina do passado, tira a mãe preta do cerrado, bota o recongo no congado. É o Brasil do meu amor, terra de samba, meu senhor. Brasil, Brasil, meu Brasil. Brasil, meu Brasil.
Cocktail Nation Lounge, Lady Cuba Blue, Daly is there with Brazil. This week on our Euro Spy special, Kramer is back in town.
I spy with my Euro Spy.
What do you make of it, Jerry?
I don't know. It's interesting.
Hello?
Is this the American Embassy?
Yes. Are you making an official call?
Are you joking, sir?
No, I'm not. The single shot kills at 10 yards. Use the one shot wisely.
3807, what are your requirements, please? Credentials for typewriter salesman, one roll microfilm, 10 type explosive.
The film this week, Doctor Strangelove, whilst not technically a spy film, there were spies in it, so I think that kind of counts.
All-time great spy comedies, if I suppose you could call it that. When was the last time you saw this movie, Coop?
Oh, probably about 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, I saw it last time it was on TV. Yeah. Very, very funny. It's probably less funny now than it ever was in 1964.
It's odd, isn't it? It's an odd film.
Yeah, but it's very clever. It's also frightening because it's probably more suitable now than it ever was. Mm. You know, when you think about what the film's about. The interesting about Strangelove is, as with all Kubrick's movies, you know, it was a big event when Kubrick did a new movie. So somebody decided, let's cash in on the pop music craze, and there was a song that was released, it's not in the movie, but it was released in conjunction with it, which was called Love That Bomb by Dr. Strangelove and the Fallouts. What a great name for a band.
I love it.
Now, it was actually released as a promo single in some cinemas where the movie was being screened, and it was on Colpix Records, which was the label the Monkees eventually ended up on. But there are two versions. There was the 45 that was released as a single, and the version, as I said, that was distributed to theatres. They had different B-sides. The A-side was just as strange as the movie was supposedly promoting. Here it is, on the Cocktail Nation. Believe me, this is probably the one and only time you'll ever hear this. This is Dr. Strangelove and the Fallouts, and Love That Bomb.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Love that bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a strange love for that bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the tiny toy from World War One.
This one is a million times more fun.
Love that bomb.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a strange love for that bomb. The burst of joy from World War II.
This'll keep you laughing your whole life through.
Strange love, strange love.
I got a strange love for that bomb. Love that bomb. What a sweet sensation.
Just push the little button for complete.
I can hardly wait till World War III. Here's the way we think it's gonna be.
Kramer here on the Cocktail Nation. That was Dr. Strangelove and the Fallouts and Love That Bomb. As we look at those strange spy movies and caper films in the 1960s. Now, if you want to find a copy of that song, the only way you can get it is on the Atomic Platters box set. It's on disc 3, and there's so much wonderful stuff that we just couldn't play, but that was one of Coop's favourites, I think.
I'll go get my credit card right now and get that.
Yeah, you'll need it because it's really expensive.
The Doomsday Machine.
Blast off!
Where's my shorts? Ah!
Where's the bathroom?
Vox, should I get it?
On the hotline.
Dr. Strangelove.
Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and
Love the Bomb.
A moving picture.
I first became aware of it, Mandrake, during the physical act of love. Huh.
The Cocktail Nation. Broadcasting from the center of Sydney.
Thank you.
Dr. Cooper.
Is this Hal Cooper?
Hello, buddy. How are you?
All the stars of love, all the stars of love across the globe.
Hey, Coop.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hello, Warwick speaking.
Hello, Warwick. It's Coop Cooper from the Cocktail Nation. How are you?
Hey, good, mate.
Coop Cooper, the lounge leader.
Coop.
Direct from the city penthouse.
Yeah, I was just shaking a cocktail. Perfect timing for me.
The lounge Lothario. Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Telephone company. When dialing, notice that I brought my finger around until it firmly touched the finger stop. And now I remove my finger.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with George Bernard Dudley and The Nearness of You, with Jobim before that, One I Loved, and David Carbonara and The Men of Sterling Cooper. That's from the Mad Men After Hours CD, and I certainly recommend that you pick that up. It's very, very good. Time for Dear Cherry.
She's a girl who gives good advice, sugar and spice. See, Dear Cherry, Cherry Curry.
Do you have out-of-town guests on their way? Well, I often have guests visiting, and I like to have a homespun tour guide on hand. Sure, you can make them go online and look stuff up, but I say go the extra mile and make a personalized list to leave in the guest bedroom, along with the chocolate on the pillow, of course. Make sure you have essential things like emergency numbers and maybe the contact information for your chiropractor. Then play concierge and make a top 10 list for your hometown. You don't have to live in a fancy city. Just think about what your favorite things are to do when you travel. Do you have a favorite market where they make fresh cinnamon rolls? Know a great coffee spot where the baristas really care about their craft? Think outside the box. What about a quirky home that has tacky decorations up all year long? Listen, not everyone is going to want to do everything on your list, but giving friends lots of options of things to do and see is really thoughtful. And maybe it will inspire them to come back for a repeat visit.
Yeah, she's our favorite bon ami, Dear Cherry, Cherry Curry.
America's queen of modernism, manners, and mirth, CherryCapri.com.
Right, some shout-outs this week. Hazel Scott from Sheffield in the UK, Chadwick Duncan in Virginia, Al the Toaster in Climax, Colorado, Kit Bourne and John Welton in Long Beach, California, and also Tina Marie as well from Illinois. Hello. Thanks for listening to the Cocktail Nation. Let's head on down to Route 66 with Nat King Cole.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. I get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, chop to Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Won't you get here to this timely tip? When you make that California trip, I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Get your horse. Get your horse. Get your kicks on Route 66.
In a world, in a time. In a world in a time.
The Cocktail Nation.
Join the man who is about to receive a very different glass eye. A tiny television camera. Handy for espionage.
Don't you dare come back if you let the Russians get their dirty hands on that microfilm.
Broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse.
The Lounge Lothario. Cooper. Cocktail Nation.
Guess who just got back today? Those wild-eyed boys that have been away. Haven't changed, haven't much to say. But man, I still think those cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you were, where you could be found. I told him you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I say the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Doobie-doo-dip. The boys are back. The boys are back. You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. That night over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I say the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Doo-doo-doo-doo. The boys are back. The boys are back. The word around, guess who's back in town? Spread the word around, those boys are back in town. Friday night they'll be dressed to kill down at Dino's Bar and Grill. The drink will flow and blood will spill. And if the cats want to fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again, the boys are back in town.
boys are back in town.
Let's say the boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town. Spread the word around.
Hey, man. You hear the boys are back?
Yeah, they're back.
Back in town.
Listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
The Cocktail Nation. Music for your hi-fi.
If there's a jazz band in heaven, and I really hope there is, a place where Bird can still be heard, trading foes with Diz. Picture Bix and Miles and Satchmo, where the saints go marching in. A trumpet trinity, that's divinity, that can wash away your sin. Mama bless my soul, that's Jelly Roll, jamming with Cannonball. And Nat King Cole and Philly Joe, with St. Peter and St. Paul. Sitting with Brass and Monk and Train, think of all the tunes they'd call. If there's a jazz band in heaven, I bet Ella's the belle of the ball. Hear them play, to see Stan Getzkar, all the sets with Dex and Warhol Gray. Lordy B, I'm on bended knee, and this is what I pray. To jam with that jazz band in heaven, that'd be one hell of a day.
Jazz band in heaven, we'll all shout hallelujah.
Cocktail Nation Lounge Leader Coop Cooper, broadcasting from the Sydney Penthouse with Daphne Levy and Jazz Band in Heaven. Let's hope there are some. Nutty, the boys are back in there as well. Now, here's a great film for you. It's called The Founder. It stars Michael Keaton. He's playing the character of Ray Kroc, who's the man who turned McDonald's into a global burger giant. Kroc was known for his aggressive business tactics. Before his death in 1984, the CEO had grown the Golden Arches to something like 7,500 locations in 31 countries. He had system-wide sales of more than $8 billion. Just incredible. But what many people don't know is that there was a lot of controversy between the McDonald brothers and Ray Kroc and some of his actions that some might seem a little bit on the dodgy side. This is the trailer.
I know what you're thinking. How the heck does a 52-year-old, over-the-hill, milkshake machine salesman build a fast food empire with 1,600 restaurants and an annual revenue of $700 million? One word. Persistence.
Prince Castle Sales.
Hi, Jim.
Ray, how's it going down there?
Good. Swell. A lot of interest.
We got an order. 6 mixers.
To anyone in particular?
McDonald's.
Care for a little tour?
We wanted something different, and that's when my brother here comes up with one of his brilliant ideas.
Orders ready in 30 seconds, not 30 minutes.
Unique, original, there's nothing like this.
It's revolutionary.
It's exactly what it is. It's revolutionary. What is that?
The Golden Arches.
It's a way to make the place stand out.
Huh. There should be McDonald's everywhere. Franchise the damn thing.
Mr. Kroc.
Franchise, franchise, franchise.
McDonald's can be the new American church. And it ain't just open on Sundays, boys.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold.
How can we be almost out of capital?
Did you mortgage our home?
We could lose everything.
I want to renegotiate my lousy deal.
I can't.
Can't or won't?
Ray.
What?
No!
Oh, damn it.
What you ought to be doing is owning the land upon which that burger is cooked. You're not in the burger business. You're in the real estate business.
Franchise Realty Corporation.
It's its own separate company, which puts it outside your purview.
There's a wolf in the hen house. We let him in.
When's enough gonna be enough for you?
Probably never.
You are to stop this instant.
I am through taking orders from you.
You have a contract!
Contracts are like hearts. They're made to be broken. Business is war. It's dog eat dog, rat eat rat. I want to take the future. I want to win.
The brothers are your business partners.
Make it go away. I don't care what it takes.
That glorious name, McDonald's. I had to have it.
You don't have it.
You sure about that?
Yeah, looking forward to seeing this one. It's called The Founder. Keep an eye out for it. Let's take a look at the World of Swank for Pastime AlbumClocks.com. June 23, Lake George, New York. Head over to the Oahu Luau by the lake. June 8, Hukilau back for Fort Lauderdale. Tiki Oasis, August 18 in San Diego. And plenty of other gigs as well. Online, CocktailNation.net. Let's get back to the music now. And Linda Lawson, Easy to Love.
So easy to idolize all others above. So worth the yearning for. So grand to keep a home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game. So carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love. The game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me. thought you'd be, oh, so easy to love. That you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love.
This is James Spencer, and you're listening to Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
When you hear something that sounds like a gunshot, drive.
Okay. Attention, Earthlings.
Beep, 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 beep.
I have some news.
What do you want?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, Big Daddy.
Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation.
www.cocktailnation.net.
the Cocktail Nation, Dave Grusin there, Days of Wine and Roses. James Spencer before that as well from his Blue Gardenia album and Crush on You. Well, next week on the show, catching up with a fellow by the name of Justin Cristaldi about setting up the home bar and what you need. I'm going to leave you with Waitiki 7 now and Flower Humming. Stay up.